NRI Wellness brings you the latest health and nutrition information, creates customized nutrition programs, and walks you through the process to ensure your success.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and welcome to another episode of the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. I am your host, the owner of NRI Wellness, Cammy Red, and today's guest is the owner of Heavenly Hands Wellness Spa. She is a massage therapist and a doula, Miss Shonda Barker. I am going to let Miss Shonda take it from here and tell us all about herself, her journey to wellness, and how she got to this point.
Hello, everybody. I'm Shonda Barker. Like she stated before, I'm the owner of Heavenly Hands Wellness Spa, located in New Jersey. So everybody in New Jersey, hello. And all to my Atlanta family, too, as well. Stone Mountain. I started with massage.
Shout out to Stone Mountain.
Yes, that's my town. I grew up in Stone Mountain. I went to Stone Mountain High School. Woo! And all my people in Alabama. I went to HBC. I went to Alabama A&M University. Hello.
So you are a true Southern girl.
I'm a Garden State Peach because I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and we moved to Atlanta when I was 12.
So, okay. When did you leave Atlanta? Let's gauge your peaches.
I left Atlanta when I was 32. I
had a house. Girl, you from Atlanta. You was just born in Jersey. That's all. Because Atlanta raised you. Jersey did not raise you at all.
So I just call myself a Garden State Peach, though. You know, a little.
Okay, we'll accept it. We'll accept it.
Just a little dirty garden. So, how I came about being a massage therapist, I used to work with special need children. And while I was working with special need children, I had a young man who was autistic and he would never focus. So they used to do like OT and PT on him. And I started to do like deep compressions on him and massaging him. And I realized it was working with my students. And so I decided to become a massage therapist and I enjoyed it. And I stayed doing it off and on. And then I decided year 2014 that I was going to do it full time. And I gave up working with children full time.
Wow. So you stopped working with special needs kids to go into doing massage therapy. What made you make that final decision? I know it's got to be hard to stop working with kids because that's something that's a passion and a purpose.
Yeah, it was my passion. I love working with the families, but it can wear you down, especially working in administration. The politics really got to me. I love family and I love advocating. I was working at Head Start in New York and I enjoyed it, but the politics of what you can say to a parent or what you can do and what you can't do, I decided like I couldn't do it anymore. So I decided to do something I love. My second love was massaging and to give it all to, you know, give my good energy to everybody and help them out. I do miss working with the kids and the families, but if it wasn't for politics, I would be back in there.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Moving into the massage therapy industry, what inspired you to actually want to go out and help people with this physical form of
Working with pregnant women. I love working with pregnant moms.
Oh, that has to be cool as a doula, you know, offering massage therapy services to pregnant moms. That's unique and different. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my sister had her first baby in Conyers, Georgia, and she was going through some complications. The baby was breached, but we really didn't know he was breached at the time until we got to the hospital. They didn't tell us during her ultrasounds or anything like that. So they weren't telling us too much, and we kind of got scared. We found out he was breached, but it was like they weren't helpful. You know, they were kind of like
traditional medicine. They weren't friendly. They were just, you know,
section.
Doing their job and getting everything off with, yeah.
So that kind of freaked me out because they were just like, not too many questions, you know, not answering us. And my mother was getting frustrated. And you know how that is, a black woman getting frustrated.
A black mother getting frustrated. Look, you ain't even, she ain't even got to be a woman, just a mother, period.
Yes.
You can't mess with somebody's kids. I don't care how old their kids are.
Yeah, and my sister was kind of scared, and they gave her a C-section. And that from that point on, I was like, I really want to help women. I really want to do massages on women. So I decided to do more pregnant women and help them out. I took a course by Claire Marie Miller. Her course was called Nurturing of the Mother, and she's very hands-on. So I loved her style, and since I loved her style, I became an instructor through her. She's my mentor, and now I'm an instructor for her, and I teach pregnancy massage, and I also, like I said, I do doula from through donor, and so I enjoy it, and I love working with the moms because people don't like working with them because you get the myth of, oh, you can't massage a pregnant woman in her first trimester, or, you know, you can hurt her, or you can kill her, kill the baby, or stuff like that. So I feel really comfortable working with them because I know these hands came from God, and I'm going to help them as much as
I love it. I love it. So in your personal wellness journey, what have you experienced and overcome to just make you want to be this person, the person that helps others out and service other people in this manner?
I've always been a nurturer. That's my job, and that was my calling, is to nurture everybody. I feel like I'll take on the world, you know. Like I said, I love working with the kids, and I'm not a mother, but I just feel like I had a motherly instinct working with the children. So working with moms is the same thing. I got a sisterly interest in giving
and helping them out. Yeah.
And then
I definitely understand that. Now, let me ask you this. What's something about you that people might misunderstand?
I'm bossy.
I don't think that's just about you. I think that's about everybody.
They think I'm bossy, but I'm just direct. Let's keep it focused. You know, I'm tunnel vision. So they probably think I'm bossy, but I'm not. I'm not bossy. I just like things done in a certain way. I like organization. I like keeping things in perspective. That's all.
Oh no, that's everybody. That's any business owner though. So let's just delve into a little bit more about you. Tell us more about your personal experiences in this wellness world. Like, we want to know what makes Shonda Barker tick. What is it about you that actually drives you and motivates you to get up and do this every day?
The people, the mamas, being around them, hearing them complain, not really complain, but, you know, like they have a back pain and I'm like, I'm going to get it out for you. I'm going to massage it and make you feel better. That's what makes me get up, you know, and hear the stories about, you know, their birth journeys, going to the doctor's office for the first time and seeing their baby with the ultrasounds and, you know, sometimes they get worried about how this is going to happen, especially if it's their first time, you know, they don't know what to expect. So, you know, to be there for them, to give them, you know, sisterly love and empower them and let them know it's going to be okay. This is your birth, no one else's, you know, we're here to support you, all the caregivers and everybody here to support you. So you need to advocate for yourself. And I enjoy it. I'm an advocate. That's what I want to say. I advocate for everybody. So,
see, that's a beautiful thing, sister. I love it. Because you're just out here helping everybody. You helping the kids. You helping the mamas. You helping women give birth. You just like, let me just show love and light all the way around.
Well, somebody got to help them. And, you know, the first person that you got to help is the mother and the father. You know, if you're not helping them, you're not going to be able to help the babies. So you got to get to the parents first.
Now, you know, massage therapy can be used for a number of things, and I know you specialize in pregnant women. How much stress are you seeing, you know, like, are these aches and pains, are they due to natural pregnancy, or is this a lot of stress that they're carrying as well?
It's both, because it can be stressful if you have a lot going on, especially if you're a single mother and you work in all the time. And you're by yourself and you don't have that support. It can be very stressful. are also where your body's taking a change. Your body's gone from, you know, being a certain size to gaining more weight, or losing weight and you don't know why, or you having nausea all the time. You know, mom's body change and develop in stages. So.
Now, does massage therapy help with nausea?
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's news to me. I didn't even know that. So please elaborate.
So it's a trigger point that you have right here on your hand. It's called the haku. You can touch it just like that and a little bit and rub it a little bit, and it helps with nausea. You can also touch your wrist and it stops it too.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to describe this for you guys. She is touching a trigger point right in between your thumb and your forefinger, and also on the sides of your wrist, right there. Am I doing this right? At the joints? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right in the joint area. So for those of you, now, does this work? This is for anybody who's experiencing nauseous-like symptoms.
Yeah. Also, which is good, is sleep deprivation. Moms usually have a problem with sleeping, so massage help out with sleeping. It helps out with high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, swelling of the legs. But you know, when swelling of the legs, you really don't touch the legs when they're swelling. You just don't touch their legs when they're swell. You just, you know, glide up a little bit. But yes, it helps out for the moms.
Wow, I bet women didn't even know that massage therapy helped with all those ailments that deal with pregnancy. Those who don't know probably could really utilize this service and take advantage.
Yeah, like I stated before, people don't talk about pregnancy massage, or you can't afford it or something like that, especially in African-American culture or Hispanic culture. They really not getting the proper care like we supposed to. We have taken on a Western type of lifestyle. So, but in Africa and India and Asia, they usually get treatments from the women in their tribes, and they do massages on them, and they take care of them, they feed them, and they make sure that the mom is taken care of. Here in the Western atmosphere,
traditional medicine here rushes the mother through the process. It's a monthly doctor's visit once a month to see, you know, and it's maybe 30 minutes to an hour. Then as you get closer, it might be weekly, and then you're only in the hospital for, I believe it's what now, 48 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is no real care. I had a holistic healthcare doctor on my show probably a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that we talked about is Western medicine and the way that traditional Western medicine is set up, that it doesn't really focus on root issues or look to solve the initial problem. It just focuses on treating the symptoms and the surface issues. So with pregnant women, like, I love the fact that you are a doula and you're doing the massage therapy. So you're taking them through the entire process of from start to delivery.
And also to the postpartum, because people don't realize after you had a baby, you need postpartum care as well. So I do postpartum massages. So I do prenatal, which is at the beginning of the pregnancy. And then when you're in labor, I do labor, and I do couples. I do prenatal, then couple massage, where the parents get together and they work on each other. And I teach them how to do, like, it's called Thai yoga, which I teach them how to do with a yoga instructor. And we work out through that stages. And then we do labor massage when we are in the hospital and mom is going through labor. And then after that, I do postpartum massages with them throughout postpartum time, because postpartum can last up for a couple of months as well. And then after that, I teach them how to do infant massages on their babies, because babies need to learn how to go through a sleep pattern. If they haven't bowel movement issues, you can teach them how to rub their bellies. If they're going through colic, babies, you have a lot of colicky babies, and you can do massages on them, and that will get them back on track again as well. So I love it. I love this journey. I love working with the moms.
I love what you do. Like, I love it. The fact that it's not just a one-stop shop service. It's literally you take the mother from the beginning stages of finding out your mother, taking care of their body, making sure that they are mentally prepared, stress-wise, physically, you know, limber, and relaxed, and then all the way to the delivery, doing labor massages, helping them with their delivery. Do you do home births too?
Well, I'm in the process of learning how to do home birth. I've only been a doula now for 2 years. So I've always been doing a hospital, which I really, no disrespect to the hospital, you have some good hospitals, and then you have some hospitals that you kind of like. But I'd rather be doing a home birth. I'm so ready to do that. If anybody is having a home birth, please call me, because I'm ready to try to do a home birth. I'm trying to work with this young lady named Chantel. She is the owner of Sister Womb, and she does Womb Fest in New Jersey, so it's like a big event. She's having an event October the 10th, so she's really good at home birth. She did her first delivery by herself, and she wants to become a midwife. We both want to become midwives, and she was by herself, and she delivered the baby, so she was like, Shonda, I'm so ready. So, I'd rather be at a home birth. I want to be fully holistic.
Oh, I think that'd be so cool, because you would literally keep your clients for almost a year, from the beginning of their pregnancy until they give birth to their kid, even helping, postpartum couples, and helping with the baby too.
Yes. Well, you got to help the family. You got to do the family. Remember I said you got to do the parents, and then you got to work on
And that's why I think your services are so cool. That's why I think, because like the way your business is set up, the way your business concept is set up, it's designed to enhance and improve family lifestyles. Yes. It's designed to help enhance and improve natural childbirth and just a natural way of being, so to speak, with the delivery method, the massage method, teaching them the yoga for couples, and then teaching them how to naturally care for their kids with constipation and gas issues. It's not like, you know, again, not to harp on it, but to go back to traditional Western medicine, it's not just feeding pills and saying, here, take this to soothe this. This is actually teaching real techniques. I think that is so.
And also with the infant massage, people don't know, this is teaching kids proper way of touch. So they'll know people that properly touch them the correct way and not incorrectly. And then they'll be more in tune with their bodies and knowing their bodies. So I massaged my 16-year-old nephew when he was a baby, when he was an infant. And from then to now, he knows the difference. He knows his body. He knows what he likes. And he loves massages. So it's just good for children. I believe children should get massages, and they get more emotionally with themselves and independent too as well. So
now, Shonda, tell me, what are some of the common myths that you have to dispel for your clients?
That they can't get a massage during their first trimester. You can get a massage during your first trimester. The body gets rid of the baby. We don't hurt the baby during massages. Unfortunately, your body gets rid of a unwanted seed and it has a miscarriage that has nothing to do with the massage. It's been known and proven. But the reason why some spas do not do pregnancy massages in the first trimester, due to the fact of insurance reasons. So, and for liability of being sued if the mom miscarry. So the best thing when you go to the spa, you don't get a massage during your first trimester. Try to find someone that is licensed and specialized in nurturing other mother pregnancy massages, because they are special. They specialize in pregnancy massage for first trimester all the way up to labor. You can look on Claire Marie Miller's seminar. She has a lot of students out there that specialize. I'm one of her students and an instructor. It's other instructors out there that specialize in first trimester. But if you can't find one and you want to just get a pregnancy massage, just wait until your second trimester. Also have a doctor's notice letting them know that you have been cleared to get a massage for pregnancy massage.
So how often, and I know I'm going to probably ask questions that a lot of people are unaware of, like, how often do you hear of people having miscarriages? I know you said it's not often due to massages, and why is that such a huge myth?
It's a huge myth because in the massage industry, a lot of people say stay away from it. When we go to massage school, the first thing they say, oh, you can't massage a person in their first trimester, you know, you're liable to hurt a mom, or is a trigger point, which it is some trigger points that can bring down a seed as well. So you have to be very careful with the kind of indications.
Okay, that's what I was trying to understand, is why is it such a huge, like, what is that? So there are some trigger points that could actually induce labor, which is preterm labor for someone in their first trimester. Okay, I got that. So what are some other things that you deal with that you have to dispel amongst pregnant women, or even just amongst regular massage therapy clients?
Oh my God. Especially in our community, people don't like to be touched because they feel like it's a sexual thing. I'm a massage therapist, not a masseuse, even though in France it's considered a masseuse. But when you say masseuse in America, it's a different terminology.
So. Yeah, in America, a masseuse comes with a happy ending. A massage therapist, it's more medical. But that's crazy that we think and we have language in like that where people actually, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah. Well, in other countries, you know, that's what they do. You know, I'm not going to put those countries out there, but they have happy endings. Here in America, no, we have boundaries. You know, we do professional massages, even though there's some out there that's not professional, that's messing up my profession and messing up my money, which I don't like. But they have to be licensed. If you don't feel licensed, then they're not really professional. But yeah, those are myths. It's nothing sexual in my practice. I do mostly for health and healing, energy wise, making sure everybody's safe and they're getting what they deserve.
That's what's up. What's one of the biggest challenges that you faced in wellness, and how did you overcome it?
Biggest challenge, I also specialize in oncology. So I do cancer patients, and the heartache is when you lose a client. And I lost a client. She was only in her late 20s, early 30s. She was very young.
You said she. Was it breast cancer?
No, she had pancreatic cancer. And she
Okay.
Same time. So she had lupus and pancreatic cancer. So that was very hard.
Yeah, that's hard, especially because that's a shutdown of her immune system already.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, gosh, that had to be a challenge for you. Now, how did you overcome, you know, I know we, now, with that situation, any clinician goes through those type of challenges that we face, but how did you overcome that, and how did that help you change the way that you actually do business with others now?
I haven't done massage and oncology for a minute now, but I still do, like, I do lymphatic draining on some people, but it's hard when you lose a client. So I think me doing pregnancy massages uplift me because I'm bringing in new life is coming in instead of somebody passing. I don't know. It's like the alpha and omega type situation, but I was doing
it. Yeah, beginning and the end. So it's helping you deal with the passing of your other client by, you know, helping the mothers who are giving new life with their situation. I totally get it.
And so with that saying, my new thing is to help African-American women decrease death, the mortality rate in African-American women. So I'm trying to do a GoFundMe, and a project I'm doing is to do free pregnancy massages in New Jersey. I'm trying to get that started, to do free pregnancy massages for African-American women so we won't have a high death rate in childbirth.
Oh, that's awesome. So what I want you to do is, you have a link for your GoFundMe page?
Not yet. We're working on it right now.
Okay, as soon as you get that link, make sure you post that link in the 10 Dimensions of Wellness group on Facebook. And also text it to me, because you know I talk too much. I text it to everybody in the entire world.
That's okay. So, I need that, because this is very important to me. My mother had me at a young age. She had me at 15. And if it wasn't for the programs and the community, I wouldn't be here today. And me seeing all these articles about these young women dying during birth, it's heartbreaking, you know, because we shouldn't be dying, especially in now.
Well, when we talk about what's going on in society right now, we hear a word that is so often, it's just being thrown around randomly, and it's being used in reference to police, but systemic racism happens across the board. It's in medical industry, it's in corporate society, it's everywhere. The reason why there are high amounts of African-American women that die during childbirth is because we are actually not getting the same quality of care that is being provided to others. So I commend you for that. That's why I said, sis, whatever you got going on, post it, send it to me, let me post it, because that's for our community and we need to make sure that we're helping each other. So I want to ask you this. I want to talk about that project. Tell us about the project with you doing the free pregnancy massages and helping African-American women. I love that.
So I decided to do that because I've been watching it on the news, and me being, like I said, a massage therapist and a doula, and I'm noticing in my area, Newark, New Jersey, Elizabeth, that in Patterson, all over New Jersey, the urban districts, we have a very high rate in the state of New Jersey where women are dying. And I'm thinking, why is this happening? And I don't like it. I don't like it. So I'm advocating to do massages for moms because they're stressful. They have high blood pressure. Their diet is not right. They're not getting their proper care. No one is like actually sitting down with them, telling them this is what you need to be doing. The doctors are kind of shunning them away. And so now in the state of New Jersey, they have more doulas, which I'm happy for. We're coming out and we're helping and we advocate and you know, they say, don't say advocating, empowering moms to, you know, have better care for themselves. But they don't talk about giving massages. So that's where I'm like, you know what? They need massages during their pregnancy to bring down their stress level.
It's to relieve some of that stress. Pregnancy within itself is already a stressful situation. Now, when you add environmental elements in everyday lifestyle on top of that, that's just more stress on top of what's already a stressful situation for women.
Yes, especially if they're single moms, or, you know, they work in two or three jobs just to, you know, balance out and meet. And that's a lot of our sisters. We work ourselves to death because we got this superwoman syndrome going on that we have to make sure everything is taken care of. And nobody tell them just to slow down, or they're not getting the support that they need. So with this massage, it's going to help some, especially in their pregnancy, until they get up to the labor part where, you know, doulas and midwives or doctors and providers can actually help them. So that's why I wanted to implement this massage, and getting free massages because, like you said, other counterparts can afford it, where some of our sisters cannot afford it.
Well, the crazy part about it is some other counterparts, that's part of their regular pregnancy care. Yeah. And we're actually just finding out about this, even though it's traditionally a part of our culture.
Yeah, it is. Especially in Africa, it is. They get massages a lot, you know. Even in India, and like I said, Hispanics, they, in Latin America, they get massages, they get taken care of. But here in America, we have disconnected from, you know, child rearing. Like, we don't do it like we used to do, where it was a community that will help you out. I know I was born in the 70s. It was a community that helped my mom have me, you know. And
girl, you ain't saying nothing but a word. I was born down here in Georgia in the 80s, the end of the 70s.
Yes, and it was plenty of midwives in Georgia.
It was, yeah, like you are, I mean, most people who grew up in our era, we were raised by grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles. We had that type of community support, not to mention the neighborhoods, the neighbors, all of those things. We don't, the world is not like that anymore.
No, it's separate. No, it's really like disconnected.
Yeah, like we were social distancing before we were required to social distance.
Yeah, and it's even further now. I think like in the mid 80s, that's when we start really seeing a, like a big gap going on here. And people just doing it on their own. And you can't raise a child on your own. You can't. It needs, like they said, they used to say, you need a tribe, you know, a community, a village raised a child. So I want to bring that village back. I want to help my sisters get them back and teach them about massages and, you know, taking care of themselves while they're pregnant, because they need to take care of themselves and that baby. So that's my
problem. I love it. I love it. I can't wait for you to get that GoFundMe page up, girl. I'm about to be texting it to everybody. And then what's crazy is I'm going to text it out every day, and I'm going to hit you and be like, how many donations did you get again today?
I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be like, we made it, because I know.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, I know people in the healthcare industry, and what's crazy is the reason this podcast is to give us a platform, because there are so many of us out here that are underutilized, and we all have a wealth of knowledge that we actually need to be sharing with each other. That right knowledge, right information. We so readily pass down drama and junk and gossip to each other. Yeah. We so readily pass down negativity to each other, but we don't stop for a moment and actually, like, I think about how often who was in my life that could have told me this back when, and how beneficial it would have been for me growing up to know things that I'm just now discovering at 40.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about a lot of stuff for women. You know, I just recently talked about, you know, infertility, because I have infertility issues, and we don't talk about that in also the Black community. So I'm dealing with, I also do infertility.
You know, that's what I was ready to ask. So I was like, girl, wait.
Beginning all the way to the end. So I do fertility massages for moms because of my situation. And we, like I said, in our community, we don't discuss it. There's plenty of women out there that have issues with fertility.
I have a question for you around that, especially because when you say in our community, one of the things that's prevalent in our community amongst Black women is fibroids.
Yes.
Is there a way, like, is there a massage technique, mm-hmm. for instance? One of my fertility issues is that I actually have 4 fibroid tumors. Okay. One of them is the size of, she said, a silver dollar, so it makes my abdomen extend as if my body is reading as if I'm 2 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to figure out, are there ways, you know, like if I can naturally reduce the size of these tumors, how can I do that?
You get a fertility massage. So you rub the abdomen with castor oil compress. I'm gonna show you. Let me go get my castor oil for you. You get cold compressed organic castor oil. You get a hot water bottle or a heat pad. And you get some Saran wrap, you put it on your stomach. You massage your stomach like clockwise from your intestines all the way up to the top, down to the bottom, all the way around. And you put this on there. I can demonstrate it one day to you. And you put a hot pack on it, and it will, the castor oil goes, seeps inside the skin all the way into the testes. So you might use it the bathroom as well, because this make you go to the bathroom once you rub your stomach in. You go down and, you know, and you work it really in and do your massages. But I'll get a professional person that knows how to do fertility massages that will help out with your fibroids. It will help, you know, bring them down some. Also, your diet. You have to change your diet and what you're eating. And those are the two main things I can say. Maybe exercise so you won't have so much stress on your body, but mostly your diet and getting massages will help you.
This is 2 Second Nutrition Tips. Today's tip is challenge yourselves to eat at least one fruit or vegetable with every meal, every day for a week. Then try it again the next week. Let me know how it goes. This has been a 2 Second Nutrition Tip.
Shonda, tell us all about your services and everything that you provide for the public. I know you are in New Jersey, but just tell us, because I might come up to New Jersey just to get some services from you. So tell us everything that we can get done at Heavenly Hands Spa.
Okay, I do, like I stated before, I specialize in pregnancy massage. So I only deal with pregnant women. I do prenatal, postpartum massage. I do labor massage. I have doula services. I do infant massage. We do a circle for infant massaging. I do, like I said, Thai yoga with couples. That's called pampering other parents. So I do a small group with that. It'd be like five couples. I do bonding, belly bonding, which people don't know about belly bonding. It's after you have the belly, after you have the baby and you're doing your postpartum massages, you get your belly bonding. So it brings back your body, your alignment in your body, your hips and everything. So we do belly bonding, and that's private, because I'd rather for you to do it privately so you know how to do it correctly. And that's my services I attend on doing, but mostly doula massage, doula services I do also, and those are all my services.
Now, do you have a physical location up in New Jersey?
I'm in the process of getting a new spot, so we're in the process of moving. I'm looking into Cedar Knolls. I was at Cedar Grove, 6 Pumpton Avenue. Due to COVID, I had to close down, so I'm relocating, hopefully this Sunday, in Cedar Knolls. So we'll see, and then I'll let everybody know.
Okay, awesome. Now, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you, your website, phone number, email address, any of that good information, because you've given out a lot of information on the show, and I'm sure it's women that's going to call you, even if it's just for a referral.
Okay. My website is www.heavenlyhands.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. Again, it's www.heavenlyhands.rocks. My email is shonda@heavenlyhandsmobile.com. And my phone number is 908-349-0504. Again, that's 908-349-0504.
Now, what's the process behind, say for instance, I set up an appointment with you, Shonda. Walk me through what one of your appointments would look like. You know, wait a minute, I'm not pregnant, so I'm not going to be setting up no pregnancy massage. Okay? Okay.
Well,
we'll say infertility.
So when you come to my first of all, when you go on the website, you're going to fill out an application form, and it's going to let you fill out your intake form and all the things that you need to put on there. Also, you're going to probably get a COVID form, because now, since COVID around, you have to fill that out and let us know where you've been, if you have a temperature issue going on, if you are sick, blah, blah, blah. Then your appointment is set. You will have to make sure you come in at the scheduled time. Due to COVID, things have changed, so you have to be there at least 15 minutes before time so we can bring you in, check you for your temperature, bring you inside, and you have to wear your mask at all times during the service. Sorry, guys, you know, due to COVID, everybody has to wear a mask.
Oh, I don't need to interrupt, but you know that sounded real interesting to me. How do people lay there with their mask on? Is that breathable? Is that possible?
Well, I noticed that they're using like some type of silicone, or they're using like a pillowcase where you can put your face in there and breathe. And once you turn over, you have to put your mask on, make sure it's on. I usually tell people just put it on your mouth and let your nose just breathe through. And when you turn over, just make sure your nose and your mouth is covered. That's all.
Okay, that sounds simple enough. Okay, keep going. So finish telling us about the process. I didn't mean to stop you.
That's okay. So once you do that, you get your mask on. You're going to be prompt on the table. Well, first we'll talk about your areas that you, your problem areas, like if it's your back, your legs, or what have you. Especially for pregnant moms, it's always their back or their feet or their legs. So with moms, you do sideline, meaning that you'll be on your side. So we'll start you on your left side first, because the blood and the nutrients and everything is on your left side. So the baby needs to make sure it's comfortable. And we'll just do the massage from there. And then we'll, you know, turn you over to the right side and do the massage then as well.
That sounds fun.
It is. And then my mom's be falling asleep. They'll never stay up.
That's what I was going to say.
That's one thing about pregnancy massage. They are out like a light. They don't stay up and talk to you because they don't feel like talking. And if they are talking to you, they almost passed out anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be one of those patients that you'd be like, ma'am, you're snoring.
Oh, that's when I know I'm doing a good job. When you snore, I'm doing an excellent job.
Listen, because all I'm thinking to myself is, oh my, I would be asleep on your table. And then I'm sure it's like a calm, serene, relaxing environment with calming music and maybe a salt lamp.
And that's another thing with pregnant moms. That's another myth. You can use aromatherapy. It has to be very light lavender. I usually don't use it because some moms have issues with scent because you're pregnant. I ask before I use it, and then I air out the room because you never know what the next mom might feel like. But very, 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 very light lavender. Not too harsh.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You've just given us so many wonderful tips that we can utilize not only at home, but you've given us information that I didn't even know was available. Like you said, there's a lot for pregnant women that we didn't even know that was possible. I'm sitting here and I'm just thinking and looking over the notes that I've taken throughout this interview and listening to you talk about the infertility massages, the pregnant mom massages, the postpartum massages, all of that. Those are things that we would deem a luxury, but they are actually necessities our lives.
Yes. Massage is not a luxury. Massage is needed. You can use it when you have diabetes, high blood pressure, if you're a cancer patient, if you're pregnant, if you have back injuries or, you know, special need children. That's why I did it, because it helps soothe special need children. If you know, there's a young lady that specializes in autism and special needs. She does classes. I can't remember her name. I think she's located in Florida. So massage is good for a lot of things. And I just want to let my people know, and people of color, don't be afraid to get a massage. I know your mama and them say, don't let people touch you. Don't let them do this. But massage is a necessity for our community, especially if you are unable to pay for health insurance and things as such. Try to do an alternative or natural medicine as much as you can with the traditional Western medication, but at least try to get massages, acupuncture, chiropractic work. Those things also work together with the Western medicine as well. So
absolutely.
Don't rule it out.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna throw another one in. Yoga as well. Yes, like I'm listening to you talk about massages, but some of the same things that we use massage for, we also recommend yoga for too. I'm going to, after the show, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about utilizing massage for high blood pressure and diabetic patients, because that's something I specialize in. But I've been actually developing yoga for high blood pressure and diabetic patients as well, trying to introduce our community to that as an option for, you know, coming off of these medications. We do medication detox, and a way we do detox is incorporating activities like yoga, exercise, movement, and changing people's lifestyles and diets. So listening to you describe and tell us how important it is to have a massage, not just for pregnant women, but for people who are dealing with these common ailments as well. Not even just that, here in this, where people are dealing with mental wellness issues also.
Because mental health, you know, if you have mental health issues, massage is good for that. It helps with anxiety, helps with depression. Like women have postpartum depression. That helps them. It brings up their balancing in their lives. Also with menopause, our hormones are out of whack. So massage can deal with that as well, with menopause and menses. When women have mood swings or...
Girl, you just went into a whole nother topic. So we done talked about... So it's not even really massage. It's not about massage. It's actually about women's health. Yes. Massage is great for women's health, period.
Mm-hmm. Men's health as well. We work on men's health as well. So,
but no, just listening to all of the things. Okay, you're saying pregnancy, postpartum pregnancy, fibroids, fertility issues, menopause, all of these are things that we deal with monthly, yes, daily sometimes. So,
even with your period.
Yeah.
Your legs. So that's what I wanted to tell you. When you're having strong menstrual cramps and pains, elevate your legs up, get a massage. That helps out as well. It helps with your cycles.
Oh, girl, I'm loving this. Yeah, I'm loving it. You have given us so much information.
Don't come get a massage when you're on your period. That's not true. That's another myth. Go get a massage when you're having a bad period. Don't cancel your massage. Embrace your massage when you're having those bad periods. Go and get one done. As long as you're wearing, you know, the right things,
the right garment. Yeah.
Don't come in there, you know, because some people come in there and they had no underwear on and getting a massage. No, have your underwear on. Make sure you are taken care of and you fresh. Just go get that massage so it can work out your menses. Yep.
Wow, that probably would help a lot of women regulate their menstrual cycles as well. Doing regular massage therapy. That's a cure, no doubt. That's something new for all of us.
Self-care. You got to take care of yourself, ladies. You got to self-care. We as women should tell each other what to how to take care of ourselves. And massage is good for self-care, for all types of care.
You're going to have to do a sister care Saturday. That's like where you teach us women how to do massages, or, you know, just basic massage techniques to help each other out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how we get in these sister circles and we talk and we do all of this and we, you know, we heal each other in different ways. Some of us have crystals and candles. We do all of these different things in our own private sister circles. You're definitely going to have to teach us how to do massages with each other for the benefit of women's health.
I sure will. I don't have a problem with that. We do another segment.
Listen, y'all heard her. You know me. I'm always good for inviting people to be on this show more than one time. So we do have it on record and recorded that she will come back.
I will be here.
So, see? All right, yeah. So, you guys, we're going to thank Shonda for being on our show. This has been another dynamic episode of the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. Now, you can find Shonda's contact information, her website, and an article about her on our website, NRIwellness.com. It's under the tab about our guest, as with any of our past guests and as it will be with any of our future guests. You can also find the About Us section about Shonda in our group on Facebook, 10 Dimensions of Wellness, as well. We post those articles, as well as a lot of our guests are in that group, so that they can also be mentors and also provide you with information as well. So from here, Shonda, we're going to say thank you for giving us your time, talent, and information, but I have four questions for you that I have for all of my guests. And this is just a little bit of your personality and show people, you know, that we're all human too.
That's right.
Right? What's the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months?
I lost all this weight. That's what is the biggest surprise.
Surprise! I'm skinny
now. I lost a lot of weight. People see me and say, oh my God, you're so skinny now. I'm like, I know. And it's like, you didn't catch COVID. I said, no, I ain't get COVID. This is just me. I just lost weight.
No, it's a side effect of COVID, though, from you being in the house.
All this time and not really eating. Yeah, it's, and not getting any soul food or any good food down with that. Yes.
Surprise, I lost weight, but that's good. You still look beautiful, so don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
What do you wish you had known 10 years ago that you know now?
Oh my God, 10 years ago, what I wish I did. Save money for times like this and work on my finances better than I did, you know, because when you're young, you just think everything is the same, but when you get a little bit older, you realize, oh my God, time is moving fast, especially when I'm about to hit 60 soon. I'm 47. It feels like 60 is just around the corner.
Girl, stop talking like that. 47 is not that close to 60, okay?
It feels like it, because people be talking about retirement. The 40, and like, you got to save up, and I'm like, I ain't save a damn thing. Let me hurry up and
Listen, so no, I get you with the whole save money thing, because I was actually talking to my business partner recently. I was telling him, I said, you know, we have to have a year's reserve in place as a business now. If 2020 didn't teach us anything, it taught us that you have to have a year's reserve of money in place to sustain your business in case of situations like this. Yes. Everybody was looking for the government bailout and the grants and loans and stuff, but turns out it wasn't even enough to really sustain a business at all. Yeah. So you have to build that reserve. So I'm with you 100% on finances and saving and being prepared. I tell people one thing, you can look at 2020 in a negative way, but you have to apply all the lessons that we have learned through.
And I just want to tell the young people out there in your 20s, not even in your 20s, if you're 7, start saving your money now. Teach your babies how to save now. Teach them about money and educating themselves. Activity budgetista. I'm on her little Rich Academy. There you go.
Listen, me, that's what we talk about all the time. The 10 dimensions of, in fact, include financial wellness. So we teach people how to budget, how to teach those kids, also how to create passive streams of income as well. So yeah, you have to be prepared across the board.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you this. What inspires, makes you feel like your best self?
Make me feel my best self is when I'm helping people. me helping my sisters or giving the right information, networking with people, connecting people to the right people, that makes me feel good. That makes me like I accomplished something for the day. Also, I like giving out informations in the morning time to all my friends and families, you know, because sometimes you need those informations to boost you up for the day. So it helps me, and I just love helping people.
I love the fact that you are such a serving spirit the way you are. Like, even from everything you do, from the kids, working with cancer patients, working with moms, you look, I hope you getting enough self-care the way you caring and loving on other people.
You know, I'm getting massages. I haven't got one since COVID, but, you know, I'm easing myself back in it. Now I get my hair done. I'm easing myself back in it.
You say you gonna start with letting them touch your head.
Yeah, head down, you know, later.
Got you, sis. All right, now this is my last question. If you could have a billboard, anything on it, what would it say and why?
You remember the Coca-Cola, I Like to Teach the World? Remember that song?
Yes, I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
I would love that to be back on there, because, honey, we need harmony in this world right about now. I'm tired of seeing all the crazy stuff that's going on. So I just feel like, you know, we need love.
You are so right. Company reprise that commercial.
They need to play that commercial every day. Maybe somebody would change.
So you guys, we just want to thank Ms. Shonda Barker, the owner of Heavenly Hands Wellness Spa, for being on the show today. This has been an absolutely dynamic interview. I am so grateful for you giving me your time.
I'm glad to be here.
You guys, you can listen to this and any of our other episodes of 10 Dimensions of Wellness on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and so many other. Oh, wait, I do have an exciting announcement. We are now on Amazon Music, you guys.
Right.
So Amazon Music to the list. You can listen to us on Amazon Music as well. Do a search on Amazon Music for the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. Don't forget to log on to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. We always post the audio version of our interviews on YouTube as well. We have an IG page. Follow us on Instagram, 10 Dimensions of Wellness. We post snippets of all of our interviews from all of our guests there. You can even hear insight from me from some of the shows that I did by myself. Don't forget, please, please, please join our Facebook group, the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. That is where all of our podcast guests are. That is where you get valuable information about all 10 of those dimensions of wellness. So we look forward to hearing you again. Please share, comment, download. Let us know that you love our show. You can even leave a voice message as well. We look forward to entertaining you again next week. Have a great night.
NRI Wellness brings you the latest health and nutrition information, creates customized nutrition programs, and walks you through the process to ensure your success.